Well, a charity which has given out nearly 40,000 swags to homeless Australians over the past decade is now offering people on welfare a chance to buy their own homes. Street Swags is a Brisbane-based not-for-profit which designs, creates and distributes swags to people sleeping rough. Now it's launching Swags with Walls as the next step in providing basic shelter to some of the nation's most vulnerable. Street Swags founder Jean Madden spoke to Cathy Van Extel.
Swags with Walls are very basic cabins or huts. They're made from Queensland hardwoods and they are gorgeous little timber huts. You can get the colonial doors and windows with it if you like, and they really do look gorgeous.
What sort of purpose are they designed to meet?
Well, it's really up to the individual usage, whatever people want to do with them. We supply them in a one room, a two room and a three room. So in the three room, if people want to put a bathroom and kitchen, in most cases people can do that themselves if they want to. We're doing a couple of orders at the moment that are off the grid, solar and bathroom system. One is for a lady who's dad has a mental disability and she's using the carer's allowance to pay off that cabin for her dad over the next 5 years.
They're demountables, but are they going to meet council regulations?
They're transportable, so they're built on skids. They meet all Australian structural engineering requirements. Because we are supplying all of Australia, we've really left it up to the customer buying it to decide whether or not they meet their local council requirements.
So tell me about the genesis of the Swag with Walls. You've been in the space of looking to the needs of homeless people for around a decade now, providing swags. How do you get from that to Swags with Walls?
So I've been working in some really remote Indigenous communities now for about 5 years. And our community healing program, which started in Mount Isa Catholic Parish with Father Mick Lowcock, and it was his key successes, which had already lowered crime, domestic violence, sexual abuse and drug and alcohol abuse. And what we did is we put that together in a single package as a retreat, which we could then offer within that community and surrounding communities. And what happened as a process of that, some of the elders then got to the point where they wanted to live on their land, and a lot of these families out their own land. But what they couldn't do is afford to have a dwelling or dwellings out there to live in. So one of the elders was staying with me in Brisbane and spoke to a friend of mine who was building some simple cabins and said, well, how cheaply could you build them for us? So we started making them with the kids from those local family groups, the Kalkadoons, the Wanyis and the Arunachis, for their own land. I then realised that, well, you know, a lot of other people in Australia need this extremely low-cost accommodation. And that's how our Swags with Walls came into being.
Clearly, in a remote Indigenous community, members will have the land where they can place these cabins. In other areas, though, and in other circumstances, people are going to need land to put the house on. So how do you see these homes being used to meet that issue around affordable housing?
A lot of our sales will be to people who already have land, who can rent it to people who want to be paying about $200 a week rent, or have family members living in it, perhaps in their backyard or perhaps in a rural setting. I think a smaller portion, but something I'm very excited about, is people who are at the bottom 30% of the Australian median income being able to rent to buy their own cabin. So what we've worked out is someone on full Centrelink who can qualify for rent assistance can rent one of our cabins, even the three-room cabin with an off-the-grid solar bathroom kitchen, transportable. Even if they're paying $10 or a little bit over $10 a week to a caravan park, they can pay it off over 5 years and it's still under 30% of their gross annual income. So for the first time ever in Australia, someone without a job can afford to buy their own home.
So these homes can be used in places like caravan parks, can they?
Absolutely, because they're transportable. They're just like a mobile home.
I understand that you're also exploring the possibility of creating villages of these homes. How progressed are you on that?
We hope to have our first cabin village up early in the new year. So we've already been talking with a number of private landholders, as well as some government application as well, which we're really excited about. For me, and I've been doing this for 10 years, I learned that it's the hurt that causes the abuse. The abuse causes more hurt, and that's what traps the people we work with in this cycle of homelessness and incarceration. I reckon half the homeless would do all right if they just had somewhere to live. The other half need that intensive support. And our cabin villages will be around giving people that intensive support. There's some great models coming out of the US, and we really have been looking at those in developing these cabin villages here.
Where would the first cabin villages be?
At the moment, we're looking to establish one just west of Brisbane.
But you've
but
got...
we hope that with the social investment fund that we're setting up, we hope to own a number of properties into the future and develop a number of cabin villages with other landholders as well. So you can either outright purchase one of our cabins for yourself. You can be involved in what we're establishing as our rent-to-buy arrangement, or you can get involved in one of our cabin villages. So there's lots of applications for our cabins out there. It's just for the first time we're making accommodation affordable.
You're planning to launch this in the new year, but the word is already out. What kind of interest are you getting?
We've actually been blown away by the response. We have had so many inquiries as I've started to leak what we're up to, because there's no one filling the space currently that we're going to. There is a gap in the market for affordable housing, and that's what we're going for. We're going for people who are getting by below the 30% of the gross Australian median income. So it's people who are on Centrelink or just above that. At the moment, there's a big gap in affordability for housing. Our one-room cabin for the base model is $9,000. Even our three-room cabin, just the shell of it, even once you choose all the fancy features like a front veranda and the colonial doors and windows, you're still at half the price of pretty much anything else you can buy out there on the market.
That was Jean Madden from Street Swag speaking there to Cathy Van Extel.